To support and promote the public health profession through certification, please. Thank you, Melissa.
Sure. Okay, so I'm going to be talking about supporting and promoting the health, public health profession through certification, and I do not have any relationships to disclose. So the objectives of this presentation is I'm going to discuss some testimonials from specific employers in different work settings that prefer to hire the CHES and MCHES certified individuals. I'm going to describe some organizational policies and recruitment strategies in hiring health education specialists. So before I do that, I want to give some definitions. So what is a health educator? So according to the U.S. Department of Labor, defines health educators as those that provide and manage health education programs that help individuals, families, and their communities maximize and maintain healthy lifestyles. So according to the U.S. Department of Labor, there were over 63,000 health educators in 2010. Additionally, they estimate that the employment of health educators will grow by 37% from 2010 to 2020. This is much faster than the average growth of other occupations. So the growth is attributed to helping with the reduction of healthcare costs and encouraging individuals to lead healthy lifestyles and work on health education programs for behavior change. So according to the U.S. Department of Labor, 5 out of 10 health educators work in healthcare settings and social assistance programs, whereas 2 out of 10 work in state and local government entities. So the health education profession has been working to address health educators' role in various settings like healthcare and government to help meet individual and population health needs. So while the public does recognize the term health educator, the health education profession has also made movement to shift the terminology to health education specialists over educator to delineate that specialists are specializing in health education practice. If you remember, Beth was talking about the health educator job analysis, and then this year they changed it to the health education specialist practice analysis. So that shift in terminology from educator to specialist. So the Joint Committee on Health Education and Promotion Terminology defines a health education specialist as an individual who has met at a minimum a baccalaureate level required health education academic preparation qualification. They serve in a variety of settings and is able to use appropriate educational strategies and methods to facilitate the development of policies, procedures, interventions, and systems conducive to the health of individuals, groups, and communities. To talk a little bit about job titles, there was a survey conducted in 2009, and it was asked by employers, what does your professionally prepared health educators identify themselves by? So what is their title? So the findings from this study show a wide span of job titles used by health education specialists. For instance, the study found a range of titles from health educator being the most most reported to health program, project manager, director of health education, wellness manager, and health education consultant. And I have to give credit to Dr. Kim Besha. He was the lead author on this study. We also posed a question to our LinkedIn group. We have over 4,600 individuals on our LinkedIn group, and we just asked them, you know, what is your job title? So we got over 100 comments, and these are some of the self-reported titles that the individuals on our LinkedIn group gave. So again, we have health education specialists, but we have a range from health education coordinator to health promotion associate to healthy living director. So again, proving just the vastness of titles that our health education specialists are using. And I'm sure if I asked people in the group that were certified, we probably probably would all have different titles. So, you know, just to sort of, you know, give you an idea that, you know, people are practicing health education, but there may not be, you know, using that title in practice. So credentialing in health education profession allows practitioners to have a skill set that has been vetted through an evidence-based process. So as Beth was mentioning in her presentation, that we've done these competency studies, you know, the first, the role delineation, the competency update project, and the most recently completed, the health educator job analysis. So we're really, you know, making sure that we are testing, we're having professional development, you know, based on these health education responsibilities and competencies that have been proven in this job analysis process. So the CHES and MCHES certifications, again, have met the rigorous standards of the National Commission for Certifying Agencies, that NCCA certification that we talked about. So designing certification requirements in health education workforce helps validate the quality assurance of the certification and those who hold the credential. So maintaining these national standards in a certification program is one measure of quality assurance for employers, consumers, and the health education profession as well. So for those individuals that hold that certification, they have met academic requirements in health education, they've passed the written exam, and they've maintained the certification through the continuing education opportunities. So currently, there are approximately 10,600 individuals that hold this CHES and MCHES certification across the country. They are living and working in every state in the U.S., and some are practicing internationally. So these qualified individuals are working in healthcare settings, business and industry, universities, schools, nonprofits, and communities. They're trained to assess, plan, and coordinate various health education programs to improve the quality of life for their populations. So we're finding that many employers are preferring to hire individuals with the CHES and MCHES certifications at their companies to meet their health education needs. So one of the challenges that we face at NCHEC is, you know, we hear that certain employers are requiring certification or they're preferring to hire someone with a certification, but we've had a hard time just getting our hands on some data. So in 2012, we added a field to our CHES exam application process, and we made it a mandatory field that they needed to indicate if, yes, indeed, their employer required certification. So this slide illustrates the 2012 aggregate CHES exam data of those who indicated yes. So I'm going to go through some of this just to give a little bit of an explanation. So you'll see here that, you know, 21% were students. Well, we have students at the University of Florida, William Patterson University, and the University of Wisconsin, just to name a few, that are requiring their students to take the exam as a requirement for graduation. So that's why we have that student listed there. We have the healthcare setting represented 19%, and just to name a few of those organizations that were listed, we had Cigna, the Children's National Medical Center in D.C., the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, and Federal Memorial Hospital in Maryland. Again, just to name a few. 14% represented the government sector, so the U.S. Air Force, the Federal Occupational Health, Arkansas Department of Health, and Utah County Health Department are requiring certification. To go on to community, we had 10% there. Just for a few examples, the United Way of Tucson in Southern Arizona, and the Arthur Ashe Institute of Urban Health. At the university setting, we're seeing two different areas. So we have health educators that are working on college campuses. So health educators at James Madison University, the University of Michigan, and Indiana University Health Centers, they're requiring the certification to do health services on campus. And then there's professors at the University of Central Arkansas, Arizona State University, and the University of Colorado were among those that self-reported that their institutions require the certification. And then lastly, we had work sites. We had Chesapeake Energy and Health Fitness that were requiring certification. So again, just to sort of give an idea of where, not only where are the CHES and MCHES certified working, but some of those employers that are, you know, beginning to require certification for their health education services. So in addition, I just wanted to give some testimonials from some of these organizations that are seeing the benefit of hiring someone with a certification and having someone on staff. So I mentioned before the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. This is one of the largest comprehensive cancer centers in the world. They have over 19,000 employees, and they see approximately 20,000 patients per week. So their patient education office at MD Anderson strongly encourages all those who have a health education specialist title to obtain their certification. So in spring of 2010, as a result of this patient education office, they became one of the first organizations to offer an incentive pay program for those that have the certification. So these individuals with the certification now get an annual stipend for having the certification and maintaining the certification there. And this is one of the testimonials given to their benefits of hiring a certified individual. Staying in the healthcare setting, a director of a nonprofit hospital in California showed the benefits with her institution of why having a CHES on staff benefited their program at their Presbyterian Intercommunity Hospital. Moving towards to the business and industry sector, Health Fitness is one of the largest providers of health management solutions with more than 3,200 associates. They're hiring CHES and MCHES in various positions such as health promotion manager, program managers at their 250 client locations. And this is a testimonial they've given as to why they feel it's important. Another sector, the school setting, the CEO of Health Teacher shared his testimonial and the importance of hiring CHES for his research-based online curriculum program. And then this is his testimonial as to why he feels it's important. The university, we have several universities that are preferring to hire CHES and MCHES individuals to administer, coordinate, and deliver health education services on college campuses. So this slide illustrates testimonials from a small private university in Pennsylvania and a larger state university in Texas. And they're both sharing their benefits of hiring someone with the certification on staff there. Lastly, the nonprofit sector. Nonprofit organization CEO shares the importance of the CHES certification at his agency. So I gave some examples of some companies that are hiring CHES and gave some testimonial. Now I'm going to talk about some organizational policies that require the certification. So for instance, the state of Arkansas has the Health Educator Practice Act. This act is from 1997, and its purpose is to protect the health and safety and welfare of the public by providing for the certification and regulation of persons engaged in the practice of health education who hold themselves under the title Certified Health Education Specialist or Certified Professional Health Educator. So this act requires all individuals in the state of Arkansas that are working under a CHES credential to register with the Arkansas Board of Health Education. So the state certification ensures that high-quality health education services are offered to every citizen of Arkansas by quality health educators. So their state certification attests to the professional health educators' knowledge and skills essential to the practice of health education. It assists employers in identifying these qualified health education practitioners, and it assures consumers of the validity of services offered. So the state of New Jersey has a similar policy in place. This is the Title VIII Health Chapter 52 from 2008, and each health educator should have the following qualifications. They must hold a baccalaureate degree in a related field, including but not limited to health education, community health, nursing, or public health from an accredited college. They must meet national credentialing standards of the profession as a certified health education specialist, or if they're in the nursing field, they have to have a nurse certification, and they have to have a minimum of 2 years of relevant experience in health education. Lastly, I mentioned Utah County Health Department as one of the places that mandates the certification. So they have a health educator one and a health educator two. So the health educator one, the applicant must be eligible to take the certified health education specialist, and the health educator two must possess and therefore maintain the certification. So that's their policy there. I wanted to share some developments in the diabetes workforce. American Diabetes Association and the American Association of Diabetes Educators, they formed a task force in May of 2012 to seek input for reviewing and revising the ADA standards for diabetes self-management education programs. Both SOFI and NCHEC, we requested the inclusion of CHES and MCHES in the revised diabetes national standards. So in September of 2012, the ADA released the newly revised national standards for diabetes education. And in Standard 5, which is where it addresses instructional staff, CHES and MCHES are now recognized and designated as a professional partner within the multidisciplinary teams assisted in the delivery of those diabetes self-management education programs. So that was a big deal for us that, you know, we're now recognized by the ADA. And in similar, in 2013, SOFI successfully petitioned the National Certification Board of Diabetes Educators, that's NCBDE, to allow MCHES to be eligible for their qualifying exam to become a certified diabetes educator. So now, as of January 1st, 2014, those who hold the MCHES certification are now eligible and recognized as an eligible discipline to sit for that certification exam. So again, another big win for the certification, and we always thank our partner, Society for Public Health Education, as they're always a big advocate for our certifications. Just to talk a little bit about recruitment, the NCHEC website is available to post positions free of charge for 90 days on our website, as long as they have CHES, MCHES, preferred or required in the job description. We'll post it on our website free of charge. And I talked a little bit about our NCHEC group, our LinkedIn group, the official NCHEC, CHES, MCHES LinkedIn group. We have over 4,600 members. We have employers that are listing job postings on there, job openings at their companies. We're posting jobs on there. It's a great way to network with others in the field. They're talking about, you know, professional development, how they're getting their credits. So I encourage you, if you're not a member, you know, to join our group for the discussion and networking opportunities. And I did talk a little bit about the webinar that we're having, What's CHES, MCHES Got to Do With It? So we're hosting that on Wednesday, November 20th from 12 to 1:30. So if you can join us for a free webinar for free credits, please do. If you aren't able to join us that day, we will have it archived and available for future viewing. And then this is the information for the NCHEC office. If anyone would have any questions, there's my email address. or you can visit our website ncheck.org for any information that you might need. Thank you.